Great to be joined by head coach of the Farmington Knights, Eric Krupe, on our Home Pools and Spas End Zone Show. First things first, a 23-13 win in week number one. 1-0 is always what you want to be. We'll talk about some of the other things that happened tonight, but you know, your first impressions. Happy to get a win against a good club.
Well, ultimately, the bottom line is we got the victory, and that was the most important thing. You know, it's a good football team we played. They were conference champs last year in the Four Rivers Conference, and they're going to vie for conference supremacy again this year because they returned a lot of those same kids. But we just need to clean up things that we need to do on our end. You know, it was sloppy. You know, we didn't execute like we could have. We left many points on the table. You know, special teams, which we always talk about. You know, yeah. We had special teams miscues that, you know, it was disappointing to see. So there's a lot of things that need to get cleaned up now. Potential is still there. There's no question about it, but we just there's things that we got to get right.
Crazy night. An hour and a half lightning delay, two light outages that stopped play for probably 45 minutes total. Amidst things that can be distractions, your guys found ways to win.
And again, ultimately, that's the number one thing is our kids, you know, stayed focused and fought through and did what was necessary to get the victory. And so we come back home and we are 1-0, and that's always what you want to be at this point in the season. It's better than the alternative. It was from the bus ride here, which was crazy. You know, we had multiple roads that were flooded and we couldn't make turns where we would like to make turns to the delay to then pushing up the time again to where we could go a little bit earlier you know, the lights going out on multiple occasions. It is as wacky of a football, just not even more than just a game. Yep. You know, the whole process, it's as wacky as you know, not just myself, but we were talking about as coaches, all of us coaches can't remember any time that was this strange.
With the emphasis on finding speed on the offensive line to get out there and block, I thought the backs had some good running room tonight. What did you think, Coach?
Well, yeah, we didn't finish drives like we should, because if you look, especially in that second half, I mean, we were resetting line scrimmage. We were asserting ourselves and enforcing our will up front. We just didn't finish like we're capable of. But you know, getting that push and things along those lines, you know, we need to continue to build on that.
Put the ball on the ground too many times?
Yeah, again, unforced errors. We talked about halftime. You know, we'll talk about that Monday when we come back. But again, so many of those unforced errors, things that we take pride in not doing. You know, we did tonight. And so, again, we got to get those things cleaned up.
You got some speedsters. Royce, everybody knows about him. And DeMond brings some speed over to you as well. But, man, for player of the game, I went with Braden Bodkin, Coach. Here's a guy that kind of starts everything in the option from the fullback spot. I had him with 21 carries and 149 yards. And, I mean, he got the hard-nosed yards for you. I thought he did a great job. What'd you think of Braden tonight?
Well, we know he runs hard and he runs behind his pads, and that's why he's playing that position. You know, you're not – you know, and we'll put Royce back there sometimes, you know, which you saw tonight. But ultimately, that's a kid that's got to be a tough bruiser that gets the hard yards, and he pounded the rock tonight. And, you know, he's done a really good job in, over the course of the summer and practice of getting himself ready for that. And yeah, he definitely pounded the rock tonight, and I'm proud of him. He's a good kid who loves football, and, you know, hopefully he enjoyed it tonight.
Yeah, we enjoy watching him. First half, Coach, you allowed 69 yards, a few more in the second half late when you kind of play a little prevent. Yeah. And your defense, anyway, pitches the shutout until the very end when they score. The defense, in my eyes, was very impressive. I know you run the defense. What did you think?
Well, that's an explosive offense that we played. You know, and it's funny, but the call sheet became much less varied and exotic than I anticipated. You know, we were doing some nice things, and so we just ran some simple line movements and played a lot more zone coverage and a lot less man coverage than I anticipated going in. But our kids were doing a really good job, and, you know, we were creating issues for them, and, you know, ultimately I didn't want to gift them anything, you know, so we were just going to play sound, solid football, keep the ball in front of us, prevent the big play. And up until that last drive, you know, they made a hell of a play on a fourth down where, I mean, that was a heck of a catch. You know, we weren't in horrible shape defending it. They made an excellent play, and then a couple, you know, questionable pass interference calls, you know, and they found the end zone. But, you know, ultimately, yeah, our kids did a really good job defensively, and we're going to have to keep that up because we placed good offense as we go forward.
We talked about speed on the offensive lines. I thought we saw it on the defensive line. Nobody could keep Judd Cunningham in front of him tonight.
No, I mean, it's typically we like to utilize some speed up front. We need kids that can move their feet. You know, we talk about you play at the level that your feet allow you to play. And you can't be a slow, plodding person and not be able to move your feet, because we're going to move you. We anticipate that you're going to disrupt because of that movement. You're going to have to run to the football, chase things down, you know. And so, yeah, we want kids up front like Judd, like Rothman, Alex Smith, Gavin Early came in, Logan Woolley. Yeah, yeah. I mean, all those guys. The one thing they all have in common is they can all move.
Rivalry game next week. You want to give me an early thought on North County?
It's a rivalry game. It's going to be a good football game. They're going to come out ready to go. It's going to be their big game of the season. You know, just like it's a big game for us too. And Coach Jones does a good job with those kids, and he's going to have them ready to play. So we need to strap it up and be ready to go next Friday.
It's almost Saturday morning. Thanks for joining me.
No problem.
Eric Creepy joining us on our Home Pools and Spas End Zone show. Farming tonight's with a road win in week number one, 23-13 at Union.